Hey guys, it's me, Janice, and I'm here with Mackenzie Scott Miller, close friend, boss, coworker.
Yeah, so, all the fun stuff.
Yeah. So, first things first is...
I'm the realist. First things first, I'm the realist.
Wow.
No, we're not. Okay, we're going there.
Okay, so when was like the first time you thought about adoption and foster care and all that?
Well, I think probably like the first time was back in high school. Just like randomly, I said like, I don't want to have a baby. And everybody was like, oh, don't worry, when you grow up, you definitely will, like, it'll change, like, once you meet your partner in life, and you get married, like, it'll just come naturally, like, you'll know the feeling, like, it's gonna come next, but, that hasn't happened. I am married, and I still feel this way, but, it kind of was, like, the next step for me, like, I knew ever since a young age, like, that was for me. I know that not everybody is gifted to adopt, just like not everybody is gifted to be a parent. I definitely 100% like feel that in my heart, and so I just feel like one day God was like, yeah, you are gonna be an adoptive mother to probably a million children, which would be amazing.
So how did you like introduce yourself to the idea? So like, did you go into foster care, like start volunteering?
So a few things. Back in high school, anytime they would ever have me do like any report or any speech, like topics were always about foster care system. So I learned a lot about like the negative things of the foster care system. And really just like the hearts that were breaking daily. Just like thinking about all the children. I know that there's like a show called The Fosters, and like that also like opened up my eyes, but that was like way back in high school. And then shortly after I got out of high school, I got contacted by this family who had just started fostering their children. A little boy named Caden. I met him when he was 6 months old, and they've had him now for a year. But I watched him like every Monday, and basically I just got to know him. He was special needs. He is special needs, just not as severe as he used to be. But getting to know a child like was the most impactful thing in my whole entire life, probably yet. Sometimes you just know, you just like have a feeling like this is my child, and I feel that for Caden, even though he's not even my foster child. I know that he is our child in a sense. Yeah, not in a delusional sense, but like in like I'm supposed to take care of him.
So in a bonding
kind of. Yeah, we definitely bonded. He's the cutest little thing ever.
So along with that, you said that you want to adopt many children.
Oh,
is there
yes.
a reason, a specific reason why you want a lot? Like, is it because you want to give them a good life?
Yeah, I think a few things are, one, I personally believe that there are already children in the world who are suffering, or children who will be suffering later, because they won't necessarily have a home to love them. So I want a lot of children, and I want to adopt a lot of children specifically because I believe that there's strength in numbers. And so if we adopt a lot of children, and if they are there for each other, I think it'll be easy for them to understand. And they can really have someone who like knows what they went through, and it won't be so hard. I think a lot of times it can be hard for one sibling being adopted. I think that is so wonderful. Even if you adopt one child, that is amazing. I'm not wrecking them at all. I think that's so great. But I think that sometimes it's hard to relate with siblings if they're all biologically related to their parents.
Yeah.
So I think it would be really awesome to see a ton of children who are not even biologically related to one another or us. Yeah, so I think that there's strength in numbers.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So another thing is, now that I've gone more into looking at it, I feel like that influenced me and
then
to like look into it a bigger picture, because growing up, my family was just all biological.
Right. Yeah.
And it was rare to see families with adopted siblings or anyone who's adopted, and there was such a stigma towards it of like, oh, they're the unwanted one, or they don't get as much attention, or they feel left out because they have blood. And now that I see it, I'm like, you don't necessarily have to be blood to feel really connected to a person. Because I know, like, even sometimes your family doesn't feel like even blood. Finding that connection with someone like you just met through talking to them is like really special. And just giving a child that sense of giving them a home.
Giving them love. I think that's so important, like what love can do to change a child's life, and support and just like trust and respect. Like I feel like if we just all had at least that, the world might be a better place. Possibly. Yeah, for sure.
And another thing I wanted to talk about was, what was your opinion on people who want to give their children up for adoption?
Love this. I think, have you heard me talk about this in person?
Mm-mm.
No. Oh, good. Okay, we're going there. I think it's amazing. Because, like I said, I don't believe everyone is meant to be a parent. And I think it is so strong and so courageous for someone who is with child to come out and say, I can't personally take care of this child. And what they're basically saying is, I love this child so much and I care about their future enough to provide another family with the love of a child and give that child the best life that they could have. I think it's so strong and so courageous of these birth mothers and fathers as well, whether they're in the picture or not. It is so crazy. I think that we want to do in-state in-state or in the U.S. adoptions. Personally, I think it's amazing for people who do it in different countries as well. I think that's awesome, but personally I think I would like it to be in the state, and I think it's just so strong whenever someone like speaks up and says that.
Because there definitely are people like third world countries who give their children up for adoption, whether it's for safety or for money reasons, because they know they can't provide. It's not like a lack of love. It's just they know they can't provide.
It's not a lack of love, but sometimes when you're in a situation and you find out that you're having a child, like sometimes it's hard to love yourself. And if you are young or you haven't been equipped with everything that you need, then you're helping out yourself, you're helping out the child. It's just so strong. I don't know. Like, I know that would be really hard for me, but if that ever happened to me, I just hope that somebody would graciously, take my child and love it just the same.
Well, that was really much it. Like, I just love that idea. And I like that you're so passionate about it. So
I love it. All the children. Give me all the babies. One time I was like, there's this place in Southport, this like really big building. And I'm like, if I could just put all the babies in that house, I could just have all of them. I love it.
Okay, one last question. And this will probably be it, but since you are so like in love with the idea of adopting children, how did your husband react to that?
Oh yes, this is a really good question. So, I always knew, but when I met my husband, we were still entertaining the idea of a biological baby. But soon after, I realized that that was for sure not what I wanted, and that I did just want to adopt. And Clark is 100% for adoption, right? He did not feel the need to have his own biological children. And I think that at first it was a shock, because I don't think that I think there are some men who just feel that and then they know 100%, like straight up, like, I want to adopt, but I feel like it's more maternal for women to feel that way first because they want to love all the babies and all the children. Yeah. But yeah, it took a second for him to warm up to the idea, but honestly, the hardest thing for him to warm up to was also the idea of fostering. I think that he thought you have a child for X amount of time and then they get ripped away and you're like heartbroken because you wanted to adopt that child. But also that's not all fostering is. Mm-hmm. You can foster to adopt, but you can just take in a child for X amount of time and give them as much love as you possibly can while you have them, and then know that that's what you did, that's what your mission was. Mm-hmm. So it took him more time to warm up to that idea. But I think a lot of facts were given and a lot of situations that actually happened were given to him for him to understand. I think a lot of people don't have facts, people don't have stories of what actually happens. And again, it's just the assuming that really tear people apart. And if you look into it and you really spend time and put yourself into other people's shoes, that's when, that's when I knew I wanted to do it. So I know that's really eye-opening for a lot of people.
It's really nice getting to know more, definitely.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for joining me, and
of course.
It was really great.
I hope everyone listening maybe has a little bit more insight to the world of adoption and fostering and children in general.
Children in general.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Good.